ॐ शांति ॐ शांति ॐ शांति। वेरी गुड इवनिंग एंड हार्टी वेलकम टू दिस इवनिंग एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन डूइंग मनसा सकाश सेवा in 3 steps. We all know that we are godly students of this godly university, and we study 4 subjects: Gyan, Yoga, Dharana and Seva. Our aim to study these 4 subjects is to pass with honors. In order to pass with honors, we have to claim full marks in all 4 subjects. So we need to understand the object of each subject to pass with honors. So the object of the subject Gyan is to be knowledgeful. The object of the subject Yoga is to be powerful. The object of the subject of Dharana is to be essenceful. And the object of Seva is serviceable. And out of the 4 subjects, the subject of service plays a very important role in creating our fortune and the fortune of others. And so since we have become Baba's children, we all have been doing seva on 4 levels. Service by sharing knowledge to others, mansa seva through our thoughts, yajna seva, and also self-service. Particularly, we have been doing a lot of seva through our words, exhibitions, seminars, 7 days course, many, many methods. And by using all these devices, we have reached to the limited area of the world. Once Baba said, you have not even reached 5 Pandavas. The whole world is still waiting to receive the message. So we have been doing this kind of service through action, through words, over 84 years since we have started. And we will continue to do that. But according to the present situation, according to the present time, we need to train ourselves to do service in a subtle way. Because we cannot reach out to people physically. Especially, Baba is asking us even to serve the elements of matter. So how are we going to serve the elements of matter? Cannot give 7 days course to them. So we have to train ourselves, equip ourselves with subtle devices. And that is why, according to the present time, Mansa Seva has played a very important role. We don't need to go anywhere physically to serve the world. We can sit in one place. Through the power of our thoughts, we can serve, we can reach out, even to the elements of matter, even to all souls on this earth. But first of all, we need to understand how to do it. So when we talk about Mansa Seva, we always project our thoughts outside. serving through the mind. But in fact, Mansa Seva is service of the mind. I have to serve my mind so that my mind will serve others' mind. That is Mansa Seva. If I have not served my mind, it is not qualified, then my mind cannot serve others' minds. So Bhaktada has been sharing with us many methods. Out of that, I would like to share three things to make my mind qualified to serve others' minds. What are the three qualifications I need to have to make my mind qualified? So first of all, my mind should be totally free from waste thought. Zero waste. Because Mansa Seva is like, you know, laser. It is like serving through laser. It has to travel, so the atmosphere in the world is already polluted. If my thoughts are waste, it will get lost somewhere. It wouldn't reach. So one qualification is I need to have zero waste. Secondly, I need to have my heart filled with pure feelings. Pure feelings and good wishes for everyone, including elements of matter. Even if I have ill feelings, bad feelings for even one soul, whether jnani or ajnani, I am not qualified to serve through the mind. So it is like putting one drop of poison in a bucket of milk. The whole milk is not drinkable. So my heart becomes poisonous. So I cannot, my thoughts cannot, my feelings cannot reach out. And third important qualification is purity. Very important. Complete purity is important in my thoughts so that the thoughts can surpass the impure atmosphere of the world and reach out. So check yourself first. Is my mind qualified to serve others' mind? And we should always experiment whether my thoughts are working or not with the people whom I live with. Let alone people whom you live with, but on yourself first. Mansa Seva on myself. And then with the people with whom I live day and night. And then with the people who I come in contact occasionally. And then the souls of the world, whom I don't even know who they are. So once I get the practical proof, it's working, then I know I have confidence that my thoughts can reach out, you know, to the unlimited. So, Sakash means actually, Sakash is the special rays of light and might that reaches out from Baba into the world. We cannot give Sakash. Only Baba can give Sakash. But I can only connect myself with the satellite. And from then, it will reach out to the world. So, in order to hold that connection with Baba, the ocean of purity, my mind has to be so pure. So Sakash is actually the special rays of light and might reaching out directly from God to souls. So I sometimes call it as spiritual radiation. Sakash. You know, it's spiritual radiation, like how nowadays they can burn the kidney stone through external radiation. Cancer cells can be killed through radiation. So this is also kind of spiritual radiation that can not only burn my sins, but it can also purify elements of matter. It can also purify souls whom I don't even know. Remove that negativity from them. So first of all, I need to prepare, work on myself to make my mind qualified. And now, this evening, we are going to experiment 3 steps. You know, we can do Mansa Sakash Seva in 3 steps. Very simple. Anybody can do it. But first of all, as I said, I have to make my mind qualified. You know, if you want to serve a particular person, you want to change the attitude of a person towards you, first of all, you should not be thinking waste about that person. If you have waste thoughts, and on the top of it, you are also sending good wishes, it doesn't work. Because what it will reach is what you have in your, deep down in your mind. So I would like to share with you on the basis of Baba's Murlis, 3 simple steps. First I will explain and then we go into that experience ourselves. So the first method of doing Mansa Sakash Seva is through pure thoughts, good wishes and pure feelings. Mansa Sakash Seva, the first step, good wishes and pure feelings. Now, feelings are created on the basis of our thoughts. As is your thoughts, so is your feelings. So you need to have a good stock in your intellect. As Baba said the other day, intellect is the stockroom. So you must have a good stock of pure thoughts, positive thoughts in your intellect. Do you have enough? So where do you get the material to stock up so much of good thoughts, pure thoughts, positive thoughts? What is the source? I would say it is Baba's Murli. Baba's Murli is the source for storing the stock of pure positive thoughts. Not just listening to the Murli. You know, we listen through 1 ear and forget through the other ear. But listen to the Murli, absorb the Murli, imbibe the Murli. Turn it into dharana. You know, imbibing the Murli means changing the light into might. You must know how to transform. Murli is light, but we have to change it into might through churning. So when you develop the art of churning, you are able to make Baba's Murli as a stock of pure thoughts in your intellect. So on the basis of that pure thoughts, you can create pure feelings. So once Avyakt Bhav Dada said, pure thoughts are like solar energy. You know, nowadays you see in Madhuban, everything works on solar energy. It can do wonders. Power of knowledge is not less. But power of yoga is required to do Mansa Seva. And that is pure feelings. So you need to embody that thought to such an extent it becomes feelings. You know, one is solid and the other is actually, it becomes more subtle. So when the thoughts become feeling, Mansa Seva begins. Not just thought, thinking, thinking, thinking. You don't need to think too much. You don't even need to repeat thoughts many times, but you just need to hold it for a long period of time until it goes like a laser and touch the other person. See, one secret I tell you, that we Brahmins in the confluence age have received this blessing from Baba for instant fruit. So our good wishes is not just good wish, it's pure wish. Because we have pure wish for someone without any selfish motive. It's totally selfless for the sake of world benefit. Not just the feeling that all are Baba's children, just as I have received the inheritance from Baba, and I'm leading a peaceful, happy life, just that pure wish in my heart, let all the brothers and sisters in the world today, let them also receive that inheritance from Baba. You know, that pure wish, selfless wish, you emerge in your heart, at the same time, instantly, whichever souls are in tune with God at that time, they get the instant fruits. Some audio visual. So some they can see image like many souls used to see Brahma Baba and Brahma Baba Shiva Baba telling them, come and meet this person. They did not even know who Brahma Baba was. So my wish is pure wish. I am not just sending Mansa Seva to my Laukik relatives, my friends. For me, whole world is my family. Right? So I just want to visualize the world in front of me and create that feeling. Let them also receive the inheritance from Baba. Let them also be happy, peaceful. So we can do it in three steps. First, say for example, I visualize on the screen of my mind a place, a person or any situation in the world where I want to send my good wishes. So I take my mind and intellect there just for a couple of seconds. And second step, I create an image, a sentence in my mind, or a kind of a slogan, anything that you would like to create, you know, that can touch the heart of the people. And I just connect myself with Baba. First of all, I should be able to detach myself from the body totally, become soul conscious, so that I can fly to Baba in that soul consciousness, in the soul world. I see myself as a point of light, with Baba the point of light. And I visualize the situation down below on this earth and I emerge that good wishes and pure feelings. Let all this world family be happy, be peaceful, be healthy, be wealthy. And I just connect them with Baba. With this feeling, I stay in Parandham with Baba and let Baba do the magic on them. And you find that, you know, people feel suddenly God gave them hope. Suddenly God gave them happiness. Suddenly some help from God came. Suddenly somebody suffering from pain get relief from the pain, but they don't know who gave. But the feeling they get is, God help me. I don't need to worry who gets it or who don't get it. But I have to be beyond the consciousness of giving. If you have the thought, I am giving to someone, you are not doing Mansa Seva. Because you are grounded. You have not flown away from this world. I have to fly away from this world, become a point and stay with Baba, the satellite in the soul world, and connect myself with Baba and let Baba's energy flow through me to those souls. So I am not in the consciousness, I am giving. And they only feel that they are receiving from God. So how happy I will be feeling, how empowered I will be feeling during that time, you can imagine, you know. Your stage will be uplifted, you feel yourself in the stage of being in your eternal original form in the soul world. And just the feeling is left. No thinking. I don't need to repeat. Powerful thoughts are not repeated. Powerful thought you create once and you hold it. Because it will automatically, as the power is increased with the connection with Baba, it will reach out to people. Right? So we will do that experiment now, like how we can serve souls through our good wishes and pure feelings. So I would like you to sit prepared, you know, don't write anything. Try to experience this evening. Don't pay attention for writing and, you know, half of your attention will go into that. So as you listen, you feel, so that you can take back that practice to do it even when you go back home also. Because experiential sessions are like being in a laboratory. So you just practically follow the instruction and just do it. Then you will see the result. So let us experiment with this first experiment on serving Sakash Seva through good wishes and pure feelings. So let us sit straight and let us create a thought in our mind. I am a tiny point of light. I am the master of this body. I can come into the body whenever I want. I can detach myself from this body whenever I want. Now, in a second, I move away from this body. I see myself floating as a point of light, moving beyond the elements of matter, moving beyond the clouds, moving beyond the subtle regions into the dimension of golden red light. I am light. I am in the region of golden red light, my sweet silence home. In this vast infinite region of golden red light, I see myself in the presence of Shiv Baba, the Supreme Light. I, the being of light, come so close to Baba, very close. I connect myself with the Supreme Light, Almighty Authority. From here, I cast my vision to the planet Earth. I can feel the suffering, peacelessness, and sorrow in the blue-green planet. Together with Baba, I create this thought. Let my brothers and sisters down below also receive the inheritance of peace, power, and love from God. Let them enjoy their life of peace. I connect my feelings, pure feelings, with Baba, and I can see the vibrations of peace, love, and power from Baba flowing through me to the world down below, to all the souls who are suffering. Thought after thought, rays after rays, reaching out from Baba through me, and it envelops the whole world. I can see the transformation happening in the hearts of the souls down below. slowly, the life is changing. Souls begin to feel peace, feel the love and power from within. I stay with Baba in the soul world as a point of light, and let God's magic work on souls down below. In the soul world, I am in my eternal form, eternal state, equal to Father. Enjoy these moments, sending out good wishes, pure feeling through Baba to your family, the whole world. This Akash is even reaching the deep subconsciousness within myself. And bringing transformation in my own deep-rooted sanskaras also. I enjoy these moments of being a lighthouse, spreading the rays of light, filled with might that envelops the whole world. I am totally beyond. In the soul world, as a point of light, with Baba, the Supreme Light. Now slowly bring back your consciousness from the soul world. Slowly into the corporeal world and see yourself in this corporeal body, sparkling in the center of your forehead, feeling so peaceful, so happy, so bright and so light. Om Shanti. This is the first step. White light kar sakte bhi. This is the first step of doing Mansa Seva through good wishes and pure feelings. Sufed light kijiye. The second step of doing Mansa Sakash Seva is through attitude. It is through our attitude, very powerful tool. We know that attitude is created. How? Attitude is defined as mental outlook. Attitude and drishti are connected. Now, when you look at a person with your drishti, on the basis of what you see, you create attitude. Drishti and attitude are connected. And attitude is created on the basis of thought and feelings. So, whatever is my attitude, that creates vibrations. Just like when you throw a stone at a river or a water pond, it creates ripples. And that ripples can go anywhere. You know, because water flow, it can go, it can reach anywhere, the ripples. So I create an attitude. That attitude creates vibration. And vibrations travel very fast. And vibrations create an atmosphere. So attitude creates vibration. Vibrations make the atmosphere. Environment is different from atmosphere. So that is why we talk about atmosphere. Atmosphere is atmosphere. Whatever your attitude, you create an aura around yourself. And that aura spreads out into the world like vibrations. So this is one of the best methods. Serving through our attitude, even to the five elements of matter. How are we going to serve elements of matter? As I said, we cannot give 7 days course to elements of matter. It can only be through our attitude. So, you know, we talk about altitude in flying. You know, what is the altitude of flying stage, you know, aeroplane flying. But in yoga, how elevated is my attitude, you know, that much area I can cover serving through Mansa Sakash Seva. I don't need to know the people, I don't need to know who it is receiving those vibrations. but it will travel like ripples. But I have to make sure my attitude is clean. You know, sometimes there is a kind of mixture in our attitude, like say, we say during Dadi's time, Dadi used to tell us, you know, some people say, Dadi, I have been having good wishes for this place or good wishes for this person, but that person is not changing at all. I got tired. After some time, I start to think the same way I used to think before. So Dadi used to ask, you know, what is the reason that your good wishes are not reaching that person? Because your attitude is not clean. Because you have still kept the weakness of that person in your attitude. You have confirmed in your attitude, I know this person is not going to change. I know, I have tried many times. I will try again. So your attitude is fixed already. So your attitude is not clean towards that person. But on the top, you are trying to send good wishes and pure feelings. They won't receive anything. What they receive from you is the same vibration that you had before. So if I really want to serve through vibration, I have to change my attitude. You know, I have to change my attitude. That they are not going to change at all. Everybody can change. See, Baba's attitude towards us is so elevated, a dacoit can become a yogi. A dacoit can become a yogi. A prostitute can become a yogi. Means Baba's attitude is so elevated that they can change. But sometimes we give curse to certain souls in our mind that I know they won't change. So they won't change because that is what you want. So I have to really clear my attitude for anyone. See, this is why when Baba speaks to us, it touches our heart because it is clean attitude. Not just to please us, Baba is telling something. He's telling us with that pure attitude, seeing us already change. So this is very, very important. So if I want to serve through attitude, I should not depend on that person or object. Like say, for example, I want to serve five elements of matter. If I am abusing elements of matter, if I am misusing, you know, elements of matter, I am already giving sorrow. My service don't work. So I have to make sure I use minimum elements of matter for my personal use. Not overuse out of greed, out of attachment, out of desire. It is like abusing, giving sorrow, you know. So this is where conqueror of matter means what? You know, let elements have their own freedom. Don't use them for the sake of your happiness. You know, you are giving them sorrow. So in fact, I should really thank the elements of matter for what they are giving me, actually. Even my body is made out of five elements. So I should be thanking my body for cooperating with me for so long. I should be thanking the five elements of matter for providing the needs, you know. That is why when we have greed more than we need, that is when we misuse, abuse the elements of matter. And the elements of matter retaliate with us, react with us, because we have given them sorrow. We have squeezed more than what they can give. So now we have to serve elements of matter through our attitude, a feeling of gratefulness, a feeling of thankfulness, you know, and leave them alone. Let them be, you know, so that they can return to their center point. Because we are body conscious, because of our selfishness, we are squeezing maximum and letting them alone after we have taken maximum. So they are not happy. So now we have to allow the elements of matter to return to their center point. The center point of each element of matter is positive. Say for example, the real nature of fire is coolness. It is not burning. No, the real nature of water is clean. But because we have polluted our mind, we are polluting the elements of matter. So in our practical life also, before serving the elements of matter, through our attitude, our consciousness, we should also lead a very simple life. Not use too many physical facilities more than we need. Let it be, you know, so that we are not misusing them. And then of course we need to really create an attitude of gratitude towards the elements of matter. What they have done to me, the soul, from the beginning of the golden age. See, if you look at each element of matter, they have been serving us from the beginning of the golden age until the end of the silver age. Have we ever given time to give thanks to Mother Earth, water, you know, ether, air? We are using them, but we never thanked. So it is a natural life now to create an attitude of gratitude towards the elements of matter. So when we together as a gathering, when we create such an attitude of gratitude, the elements are moved. They are touched. You know, we give attention. We thank them for what they have done. So automatically they will begin to return to their original nature. And that is how in golden age, the five elements of matter are moving in clockwise direction, not anti-clockwise. So that is why there is always spring there. You know, the deities are conquerors of matter. So we have to serve those elements now through our attitude. Not taking, but giving. Giving thanks, giving attention, being grateful. Even not wasting any food, wasting water, wasting electricity. It is not just like when you are sitting in meditation, you create an attitude of gratitude and thank them. That is not enough. But my lifestyle should be of that feeling of gratitude at every step. Because you are respecting element of matter, so you get respect also. So that is one way of serving through Sakash, power of Sakash, through my attitude, my vibration, by creating an atmosphere. And the second thing is transforming the attitude of others through my attitude. So how does that happen? See, now there is a kind of karmic account between two souls. So there may be conflict, there may be difference of opinion, you know, sanskara clash, whatever. But it can be resolved through mansa seva, not by discussion. Means I have also experimented and it serves, you know, it serves. It really gives a practical result. But then I have to actually make sure that when I am my attitude towards that person should be pure. I appreciate the good qualities that person has, specialties that person has. So what happens is, when my attitude is positive, pure, using the specialities, the energy of purity travels towards that person, you know, over a period of time, and it removes the blockages in their intellect. So their attitude slowly begin to change. It may not happen overnight, so sometimes we can experiment serving through the attitude, maybe for 16 days, 21 days, some target every day after Amrit Vela, at the same time, at the same place, sending out that pure feelings. You know, what you want to talk physically, you, through your attitude, you are sending the message. So that blockages will be removed, means karmic account finish, our relationship becomes normal without even making much effort. No, I know many souls used to come to Dadi Janki and say, you know, Dadi Janki never give up on anyone. Even after 10 years, 15 years, she will continue to have good wishes even for souls who are not in good terms, but after so many years, that soul will come and tell Dadi Janki, thank you for having good wishes to me. They change, you know, but Dadi never gave up. So if your attitude is clean, it will definitely touch the attitude of others, whether it is human being or elements of matter. You know, I have experimented many times, like say, we had a program, you know, public program, then suddenly we saw the rain, you know, heavy rain about to come. So it is only 1 hour before the program. So I spent about maybe half an hour talking to the elements of matter. You know, like, they listen. Even though they don't have a soul, our vibration, genuine vibration. And then, after that, suddenly, the clouds disperse somewhere. No rain. The program went on very well, you know. So, it is not magic. It does work. Provided I am genuine in my attitude, clean and pure attitude. So the second method of serving through Mansa Sakash is through attitude. Even sometimes say, I have sickness in my body. I can give Sakash through my attitude to my own body also. I can help myself to cure my own sickness. Again, you do it over a period of time, maybe 15 days, 16 days, 21 days, same time, same thoughts, so that pure energy, it works like radiation, and it really cleanses, it heals. What medical science cannot do, spiritual energy can do wonders, right? So let us spend a little bit of time now to experiment how we can serve through our attitude to the five elements of matter first, and then through our attitude, how we can serve and change the attitude of others towards us, right? So once again, let us become aware of ourselves. Who am I? It always have to start with soul consciousness, because unless I become totally embodiment of soul consciousness, my thoughts will not be light to move beyond. So let us once again become aware of being a tiny point of light, shining in the center of the forehead. I am eternal, immortal, imperishable soul. I exist forever. With one pure thought, I detach myself from this body. I move beyond the five elements of matter. I see myself in my angelic form, light in the body of light, and I slowly enter into the region of light, white light. I am a double light angel. I see a avyakt form of Bap Dada in front of me in this region of white light. I, the double light angel, connect with Baba through my drishti. And from this angelic region, together with Bap Dada, I cast my vision down below towards the blue-green planets. I emerge a deep attitude of gratitude towards the five elements of matter. And feel so thankful and grateful to each element of matter. As I express my feeling of gratefulness and thankfulness to each element, earth, air, fire, water, and ether, the elements of matter, shows their feeling of happiness by cooperating with me. I keep on sending my attitude of gratitude and I promise the five elements not to hurt them, not to misuse them, but to cooperate with them. at all times. In my angelic form, these vibrations are touching each element of matter, and they are returning to their Satopradhan stage. Satopradhan stage where the elements are in harmony with each other. I, the master of the five elements, stay with Bab Dada in the region of white light and send this attitude of gratitude not only to the five elements, to all the human souls, animals, every corner of the world. I can see my attitude changing the atmosphere. And a new world in the making, where there is harmony between man and man, man and animal, and nature. Together we live in harmony. Hold this attitude of thankfulness and gratefulness, and let these vibrations become atmosphere, and let it envelop the whole world. Slowly, from the angelic region, I leave my costume of light in the region of light. I, the being of light, I return to the corporeal world once again, to continue to play my part But now I will be the master using the sense organs and the five elements as a self-sovereign, not being subservient. Now the third step to serve through Mansa Sakash is a very important step, and that is through our stage. Serving through Sakash Seva, through stage. This morning also Baba spoke about the stage. So now, stage is connected with something. Just like attitude is connected with drishti, feelings are connected with thoughts, our stage is connected with our awareness. In Hindi, we call it smriti. That's the key word. As is your awareness, so is your stage, state of mind. Now, you cannot create a stage just like that. Even in Laukik life, if somebody wants to have a stage, on the stage you want to do a performance, but you need certain steps, isn't it? You need to think about the materials that you are going to use to create the stage. You need to have dimension for the stage. What kind of stage, what material. Only when then the stage will be ready. So to serve through the stage, what is the preparation? This whole world is a stage, that is one stage. But my stage is also important, isn't it? On the stage to play my part. So how a stage is created? So there are three things. First is attention. I need to have attention. You know, without attention, I cannot have awareness. The second thing is awareness. Awareness is the key for enlightened life, they say. It is the key. And that is what Baba reminds us every day. Today also Baba said, what is the meaning of Nashta Moha Smriti Swarup? Embodiment of remembrance and conqueror of attachment. To have all the awareness, embodiment of awareness. Baba reminds us of different awareness every day. So I must practice. So first is attention, second is awareness. And third is practice, that awareness. Say for example, Baba said, you are Master Almighty Authority. This is an awareness Baba gave you. But you don't become Master Almighty Authority by just remembering the words. You need to practice being that. Just like somebody who passed the medical examination, don't become a doctor like that. They have to practice medicine. They have to practice law. only then they become experienced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to practice attention, awareness and practice. That will make you embodiment of awareness. That is called stage. So now when you are embodiment of awareness, you are in a particular stage. That means you are soaked in that thought. Your stage will do service. Mansa Seva. You don't have to do anything. Your presence, your stage will do Mansa Sakash Seva. You know, we have seen practically, like Bap Dada comes. So when Bap Dada comes, you know, how we are served through Sakash, even though we are watching through television also, because he is the embodiment of that awareness, you know. So when I become embodiment of awareness, I am in my stage. That is stage. And that stage will serve others. You don't need to do anything. All that preparation you need to do was attention on yourself to keep the awareness and practice that awareness. That's all. Then wherever you go, you will be serving through your stage. You know, this is what I have experienced. You know, we go to some places, we have to create a stage to protect ourselves from the atmosphere of that place. But we go to some place, our stage is created naturally. For example, Madhuban. When you come to Madhuban, you don't need to make effort to create a stage. Because the atmosphere and the people who are practicing here have created that atmosphere, so you flow into it. Your stage is created naturally. So two things happens here. One is we serve through our stage in some places where we go. But some places we have to have attention to create a stage so that we are protected from the influence of the atmosphere. So anywhere, Mansa Sakash Seva is not done through speaking. Your presence is enough. Your presence is enough. And you can do this service without being present. That is the wonder of this Mansa Sakash Seva. Now Baba is doing it. Avyak Bap Dada is doing it for the past more than 40 years. Giving us the sustenance of his presence without being present. Through his stage, he has left the legacy behind. You know, the stage that he had created. So even every element of matter speaks. So this is why Baba is always, even today also Baba said in the Sakar Murli, you must make your stage firm. Right? You remember Baba's Murli today? You must look after your stage. Because I create my stage, I can't lose my stage for every little thing. And my stage actually determines my status of the future. Not the what action you are doing. If you are washing dishes, cleaning toilet, doesn't mean in golden age you will do that same job. But your consciousness, your stage will determine your status. Baba will not ask you how many centers you are in charge when you go to him. He will ask you what is the stage you had. So whatever energy we put in to create our stage, maintain our stage, that will do Mansa Sakash Seva by itself. No, once I asked Dadi Gulzar, you know, like, what is the magic in Dadi's stage? That whenever they come on the stage, physical stage, like say Harmony Hall, there is a pin drop silence and people begin to feel something. The vibrations change totally in their presence and they have not even spoken a single word yet. They just entered the stage, you know. So the vibrations of their stage carry so much energy that it transformed the thousands of people. So I asked Dadi, what is the magic behind, you know. So she said two things. One is because, you know, they have been obedient to Baba from the day one until the last day. That obedience has brought so much blessings for the soul that now it is very natural. And the second thing Dadi said was, whatever Baba used to tell us, we used to do it immediately. We understood Baba's bhavna. You know, bhavna with which Baba told something, intention. We did not delay, you know. So because of these two things, the energy flows from God directly. So that is why you see Dadis don't plan what they want to speak, you know. They don't refer to books and other things to prepare a lecture. They just enter the stage and feel the vibrations of the audience and then they speak. So the audience also don't remember the words sometimes spoken by Dadis, but the feelings they will definitely remember. How uplifting it was, how spiritual it was, how powerful it was, that cannot be forgotten. So Mansa Seva, Sakash can be given through your stage. You don't need to speak a lot. So that is why we have to pay a lot of attention to create a stage, maintain the stage and not lose it very often. So first let me create a good stage. Good stage means a stage in which you don't have any negative thoughts, only positive thoughts. And then powerful stage. And then finally unshakable, immovable stage. So when I am in the midst of any thousands of people, because I am unshakable, I am not affected, my presence will automatically serve others. Because at the time of destruction, we don't know where we will be, you know. It could be anywhere. So if my stage is taken care of, I am not affected, then I will be able to bring many souls close to God. Because my stage will inspire others to maintain their stage. So it is the awareness that is very much connected with our stage. So let me practice being embodiment of a particular awareness at least 24 hours. Every day take one awareness and practice that awareness at all times. Moini Ben was sharing her experience. You know how she practiced certain awareness, like say, she is going from her bedroom to the kitchen or from the kitchen to the living room. So there are steps, say. So at that time, what I am thinking? So I must plan to practice at every time certain awareness so that that consistent practice of that awareness makes me the embodiment. So I don't even have to think I want to give Mansa Sakash Seva. My presence will bring many souls close to God without me speaking anything. And sometimes, even though you may be here, but your stage will be serving somebody else somewhere. You know, that is also possible. Like now, dadis are not here. They are in the ancestor group, you know. They are in another body. But because of their stage, we are being served. Their stage is serving us, even though they are not physically present. So that is why Baba emphasized so much that in Brahmin life, we must take care of our stage. Be embodiment of awareness, and that attention to keep the awareness constant. Now we are playing games, remembering and forgetting, remembering and forgetting. The other day Avyakt Bhavdada was saying, the mistake we make is, we remember what we have to forget, and we forget what we have to remember. So that is why we are not becoming embodiment of awareness. So remember, remember. You don't have to worry about forgetting. If you only practice to remember what you have to remember, you embody it. And what is not to be remembered, it will be forgotten, right? So you only switch on the light when there is darkness, isn't it? When there is light, there is no need for light. It's already light. So that attention I have to keep. My stage is very important. Now, especially when you are in a situation, when there is a death in the family, when there is sickness in the family, people are watching you. How you are interacting with them, how you are responding at that situation. So your stage will serve them. You may not give lectures, but your presence, your stage will serve. So that is why I would really recommend, you know, in Brahmin life, there are three compartments. Stage, family and service. So give importance to stage, because sometimes our stage is disturbed because of the family. Stage is upset because of seva. Let it not happen. Dadi Gulzar always says, if you lose happiness because of doing some service, better you let go of that service, but don't let go of your happiness. Because happiness is your property. Why should I compromise? So let me first look after my stage. So my stage will serve automatically five elements of matter, five souls, whether near souls or far souls, the vibrations of my stage will reach out. It cannot be hidden. Even today we can feel how we are being sustained by the ancestor souls. It's their stage that they had when they were here. They have left that legacy. So we are able to take inspiration from that. You know, for that, as I said, awareness is important. Attention, awareness, practice, practice. Soak yourself. Soak yourself, because I was told by Manohar Dadi once, in the beginning of the yagya, no, Baba used to give them one thought only. Like, I am a soul, I am truth. I am a soul, I am pure. Okay, go and meditate. So they will go and sit on the rock for 2 hours, just with one thought, I am a pure soul. And got soaked in that. And that purity that they radiated, it purified all the elements of matter, including themselves also. So can we do that? Take only one thought and then just soak ourselves Go deep into that thought until you embody no movement, just concentration. Even today in the blessing, in the past 2 days, Baba has been talking a lot about power of concentration, right? So it is pin focus. You know, focused attention on one thought. So when we create such a beautiful, powerful stage, even the elements of matter will change. Even people will change. Everything will transform. Even my deep-rooted sanskaras will transform, you know. It's the powerful stage that is necessary. So what we will do now is, I will give you a few minutes, a few awareness. See whether you can dive deep into that awareness for 3 minutes. So we can do it maybe about 4 awareness of the soul and see whether we can just hold on to that awareness and go deeper. No explanation necessary. So you can just deep into it. Be, become. You know, one is thinking, the other is becoming, and just the third is being. So let us experiment for the next 10 minutes or so. 3 awareness. So I just speak only one word and let us dive deep into that awareness to become embodiment and let that vibrations of my stage together, power of the gathering, not only move elements of matter, but it can travel like laser to even unknown places, the vibrations of our stage. That is the power of the gathering. So can we do that now? Yeah? Okay. So I will just speak only one word, you know, and then all of us together at the same time, be that until I speak the next word. Okay? I am a pure soul. Hold this awareness and let the vibrations emerge and surround you. I am a pure soul. I am a powerful soul. I am a powerful soul. With light and white. I am a blissful soul. I am a blissful soul, experiencing super sensuous joy. I am a loveful soul. A being of love. Just love. I am a fearless soul. Full of courage. Dive deep inside till you embody the energy of fearlessness, courage, and let it spread through you out into the atmosphere. So that those who have any fear can also gain courage. I am truth. I am living. I am bliss. I am Sat Chit Anand. Enjoy this experience. I am Sat, Truth, Chit, Living, Anand, Bliss. The stage that I am creating now is in preparation to face the future without fear. The stage that I am creating now will give support to the souls who are wandering . Stability in my stage makes me the foundation of the tree. My stage is in my hand. No one can take me away from my stage. Remain so firm and stable that Maya also surrenders herself. In this way, we are able to serve wherever we are. Through our stage, at home, at our workplace, in social life, anyway, then I become an example and a sample as Baba's instrument to serve. Om Shanti. So we have gone through 3 steps. Mansa Sakash Seva through good wishes and pure feelings, through our attitude and through our stage. In fact, to be, you know, very straightforward, I would say all of us are always doing Mansa Seva. Right? How? You know, we are thinking, I am a peaceful soul, I am a powerful soul, we are thinking positive about ourselves, about others. Actually, we are serving our body. Every time you have a thought, I am a peaceful soul, you are giving peace to your body. You are sending peace to the outside elements of matter. So actually, it is something that we can do it very naturally. Except when you are having waste thoughts, when you are having unnecessary thoughts about others, then you are not serving through the mind. So you are disturbing the elements of matter, you know. So that is why Baba says all the time, you know, self-thinking, soul consciousness is the ladder for progress. Parachintan, thinking about others, is downfall. So as long as you are thinking good about yourself, you are having good thinking for the self and good wishes for others, you are doing Mansa Seva. Because your vibrations are cleansing the atmosphere. So experiment when you are here with different aspects and see how you can attain mastery over it, because in the future, we won't have much opportunities to do exhibitions and projectors and seminars, and, you know, only this way we can reach out to the people, elements of matter and all the souls in the world. So we have to use imperishable devices, not physical devices. Our thoughts, our attitude, our vibrations. So keep it clean and clear all the time, so that Baba can use you as an instrument to serve the world. So that is my advice. Is there any question? Anyone has any burning question? We have a few minutes only. Maybe I can take only one question to finish on time. Is there any burning question anybody has? It's okay? Is it okay? No questions? Okay, so if you don't have questions, we will finish the session just a few minutes before 8, so that those who have come from Pandabhavan will have your transport. So we'll have one song. You choose whichever stage you want to experiment again, and we will meditate together, and then we will say good night. Om Shanti. Thank you. So let us have 5-3 minutes meditation.
ஜீவனோ.